I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Monday, fun day, Camel Nation. Let's get involved. Another beautiful week here in the valley. It's going to be a toasty one, too, Cheyenne.
It's stunning this morning, though.
It is.
It is so pretty outside. I love it.
I'm going to enjoy it because I'm going to be alone still. If you guys haven't heard, my wife, Brooklyn Dana, my son, Justin Lazarus, went to go visit my in-laws and their grandparents in Florida for 16 days.
It looks like they're living their best life, though. Are you jealous at all?
I'm really jealous.
I would be, too.
They know my love for boats.
Yeah, and they're just on the boat.
Yeah,
all week.
It's like a big boat, too. It's like a rowboat.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, they're enjoying themselves. They're hanging out, eating some good food.
Yeah.
Loving their lives.
It looks like your wife is getting in a lot of espresso martinis.
It looks like she's got Aperol being IV'd into her bloodstream. She's spritzing herself.
She is spritzing herself.
If there was a person that was spritzing, it's my wife.
It's your wife. She is the spritzing of the spritzer.
Yeah, she's loving life.
She's living her best life.
I'm enjoying some time to myself also.
How did the weekend go for you?
I did not put a shirt on for 2 days.
Thank you for sharing that information.
I walked outside like a hobo. I was watering our tree and our plants in my boxer shorts.
Oh, that's a choice.
I'll show you the ring footage.
No, that's okay.
And my neighbor was like, "You good?"
They're now concerned.
And I was like, "Oh, shoot."
Neighborhood block tales is turning into neighborhood check on Nico.
Forgot to put pants on. But man, it's just, there's something about just like a little solitude for a while.
Yeah.
Just to gather yourself and you're not worrying about anybody else and you're just kind of doing your own thing.
Have you done anything productive in the last couple of days?
Well, I changed the battery in my car.
Good. Yourself?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know you were that handy.
I'm extremely handy.
I didn't know that.
I've hung ceiling fans.
Really?
I took a tree down. Yeah.
Look like, at you go.
I'm a pretty reasonably handy person.
I love that for you and me because I need a handy guy in my life.
I'm not going to pay somebody to do that, but I do also have the Ring video of me plugging the battery back in and my horn goes off. And if anybody knows anything about your horn, when your actual hatch is up, it is like 18 times louder.
Oh,
it's like 18 times louder. So not only was I kind of freaked out because you're dealing with like high electricity volume. And when you're first starting to plug it in, it's going zapping a little bit. It's like, dah, 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 dah. I'm like, oh, please don't zap me. Please don't zap me. I don't need to die doing this. And then, of course, because I had the hood up, it's so loud that it was on the, I go, ah. And then I turned and looked, and guess what? That same neighbor that asked me if I was good looked at me and went, "You good?"
Why is that neighbor always there?
He's always standing there smoking a cigarette. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm still good, man.
Is it the tow truck neighbor?
Yeah, I knew it.
Scott, I knew it. He looks like the kind of guy that would always be there. You know, like in the first Incredibles movie with the little kid on the trike who's always there?
Yeah.
That's him. That's your neighbor.
That was my weekend, man. It was fantastic.
I'm glad. I love that for you.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was a weekend.
Oh, okay.
I'm still processing through it. So maybe I'll give you an update tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Look out for that update, Cheyenne's weekend, tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow. I'm still kind of processing through it, and I don't really know how to explain it.
I got you.
And so I kind of got to work through it a little bit, and then I'll explain what happened over the weekend.
All right. Tune in tomorrow for the life, the love, the mystery of Cheyenne's life.
The non-love.
Producer AB Baby, how was your weekend?
Hey, no complaints.
Love that.
Little rest, little hustle. It's all good.
Beautiful. Well, guys, don't forget, Secret Sound coming up at 7:30. This is the sound. I don't know if they're going to get it.
I think we're going to have to lead Not that you're a duck, but lead some ducks to water with the clues this week.
Usually I go horse on that one, but duck is a good one also.
Ducks need water.
Yeah, but they just go to the water. They're ducks.
That's why you have to lead it.
You have to lead?
That's why we're leading it. Why
Sam Hunt,
I
baby.
Say duck?
I don't know.
I don't know.
In my brain, you said duck, and I said, what the truck?
I'm here today, okay?
A six-pack of VIP koozies to our Sam Hunt koozie concert, which is coming up at Wild Horse Pass July 9th.
That's what's on the line. So figure out the sound.
Here's more details. Let's go. Happy Monday.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
We're going to call Kara this morning.
Okay.
Not many bosses are like hers. Ones that encourage you to take time off work.
I love that. Time off is so important.
Not only does she want to encourage her to take time off work, but she also wants her to find a boyfriend.
Oh, so we're super invested in our employees. I'm so here for this.
All right, let's break the news now.
What? Hello?
Hi, good morning. Kara?
Who's calling?
Hi, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes, I have news.
I love your show. I'm a little nervous that you have news. What's the news?
I have news from your boss, Emily.
Oh.
It's not bad news, though.
Emily,
she wanted me to tell you that she knows you listen to Camel. So if anyone could get through to you, maybe Nico and Cheyenne can. She said, you need to use your PTO days stat, lady. You have over 200 unused hours, and that's absolute insanity.
Oh my gosh.
Do you ever take a vacation?
I just really like into my job. It's not like I have plans. Like, and she's been hassling me to like take vacation, but it's like I don't mind my job. Like, I know that sounds so stupid.
You would rather be at your job than on vacation? Is that what you're saying?
There's a big difference between mind my job and use your PTO.
She also said, Kara, get a boyfriend and go on vacation and take a lot of pictures and reels. She wants you to do reels.
God, she's...
Do young people stuff.
She's so funny. I mean, I guess... All right. I will take some PTO days. I mean, I'll try to find a boyfriend.
There we go.
And then I'll go on vacation and I'll make my little reels. And...
I like that she's making you do reels.
I can't with her.
Schedule it immediately. She will accept your submission for a vacation, okay?
But also, as the resident single lady in the room, you can, in fact, take a vacation and do reels without having a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't really need that.
Cheyenne likes solo vacations.
I do.
You know what? Go
you
do it.
You are not wrong.
Take a solo vacation, girlfriend. You earned it.
You're right. You know what? I will book something, and she will be very happy.
Love that.
Nice.
Have fun. Also, send us pictures, because we would like to live vicariously through you.
Oh, definitely.
We are the reason you're on vacation.
And we also have 200 unused vacation hours.
Screw it. You know what? Let's all take a vacation together.
Let's go.
That would be so beautiful.
There we go.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. So we all have bucket lists. Yeah.
Yes, Cheyenne. I do have a bucket list, and it's owning a boat.
I love that bucket list for you. One of the things on my bucket list is that I really want to go to New York. I want to see New York because I think New York's probably a really cool place to see. But specifically, I want to go at Christmas time because you guys know Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Yes.
It pretty much lives in me 365 days a year. And also, I want to see a Broadway show.
Yes.
There's never really been anything on Broadway where I'm like, I have to go see that. I just want to go and experience it.
I feel you on that. And also, winter in New York City, especially around Christmas time, way less muggings.
Love that.
Way less. Because the thieves don't like to come out in the cold. Just an FYI.
Noted. So there hasn't really been anything on Broadway that I want to see until now.
Oh, here we go.
Until now. So I am planning. It's not done yet, but I am in the process, tentative. I'm going to go to New York in early December. And I am going to go, obviously Christmas time, and I'm going to go see a Broadway show.
Yes.
Because Tom Felton, who plays Draco Malfoy, is playing Draco Malfoy on Broadway in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child starting middle of November.
Wow!
My favorite movie series of all time. My favorite movie series on Broadway with Tom Felton playing him, his character.
That's
Shut
awesome.
Shut your dirty mouth.
I was like, when are they going to adapt this to a theatrical play at some point? Because it's got to be big. When you're doing Harry Potter, mm-hmm. you can't just have like a book fly across the room and go,
no.
There's our special effects. It's got to be like sets and scenes.
It's a whole thing.
And if they incorporate some of the actors from the original.
That's what makes this so great, because Harry Potter has been on Broadway. It's actually the longest like standing Broadway show at this particular theater.
Whoa, I
didn't
know that.
Like you can go see it right now.
Oh.
But the difference between seeing it right now and seeing it from, I think it starts... No, he starts November 12th, and he's going to be there through March.
Yeah.
The difference is you can see it now. That's cool. But yeah, Tom Felton's not going to be in it.
He won't be in.
And I want to watch Tom Felton be the grown-up version of Draco Malfoy on Broadway so badly.
That's
this
so
is
cool.
going to be... I don't give myself Christmas presents or birthday presents ever. This is going to be my gift to myself. I do not care if I have to go alone. I will go alone, and I will sit by myself, and I will see New York by myself and not care.
Wow.
I am so excited about this.
That sounds cool.
I am jazzed. So I get to kill three birds off my bucket list with one stone and one trip to New York.
Boom.
I'm jazzed. I'm so excited.
If there's anything you need to know about New York City, I will fill you in right now.
All of the okay? things.
Number one.
Okay.
Winter is cold.
That I did know.
It's mega cold. Number two.
Okay.
It can be dirty from time to time.
Okay.
All the time.
I did hear that it just does kind of smell like trash.
So just be prepared for that. Because a lot of people go to New York City and they're like, it's so dirty. And then the New Yorkers are like, yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And number three, it's the greatest city aside from Phoenix in the world.
Really?
The best.
That's a huge
city
statement.
In the world aside from Phoenix. So, you're going to have the best time.
I'm excited.
Congratulations.
I'm so jazzed. Right. So, I will give you Cheyenne's breakdown review in December
I
of
can't, well,
Broadway.
No, I want to hear how this is developing. We
oh,
need
yeah,
updates.
I'll keep you updated
because
for sure.
Because we want to hold you accountable and we want to make sure you go.
If anyone has any travel discounts, that would be great because traveling is expensive. So.
Yes, it is. And New York City...
also expensive.
Get ready for that one.
In December, at Christmas time, around Broadway. Love that.
I want to hear about the Camel Nation's bucket list.
Yeah.
Call us up 602-894-5653 and help me put together my bucket list.
Because clearly, Nico does not have one.
The only thing I have on there is get a boat.
He's going to buy him a boat.
Talking about bucket list items that have been scratched off our list. We got Ben in Phoenix on the phone. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Hey.
You've heard about people checking off things on their bucket list. It's usually pretty exciting. What's going on with you?
Okay, well, this is a bit of a twist. So I'm a huge fan of history, and I love traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Something that has been on my bucket list basically since I was a little kid was going to check out the pyramids of Giza and the sphinxes and everything going on in Egypt, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds like something phenomenal to go see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, last year I was able to go, and I was really super excited about it. But when I got there, it was a letdown because there were so many tourist traps and just people around just trying to scam you and to take your money and to take advantage of tourists, that it was really just kind of a big letdown.
What is a tourist trap?
Well, basically what was going on is there were all these like tour guides that were going around and they were trying to sell you like these expensive tours, and they were going to take you inside of the pyramids and everything like that and give you an authentic experience. But it was just a big ripoff and an exorbitant amount of money.
Oh, that's gross. Also, something to be aware of, because I'm not a gullible person, but that's something I would totally fall for, because how would I know any different?
Come here, blonde lady. I will take you on a tour with a camel.
They'd be like, pretty blonde American, come
here. And we will show
you
the most beautiful sights in all of Egypt.
Yeah, kind of like that.
It will only cost you $9 million.
$9 million.
Man, that's terrible, man.
I don't like that for you.
I've heard about that, though. Like, a lot of really sacred places, if they're not like guarded up by the government, like all these sketchy guys take advantage of tourists.
Like, I don't like
in
that.
Italy, this guy once put a bracelet on my wrist. I was right outside the Trevi Fountain, which in Rome, it's like a very big deal.
Right.
So we're standing out there just enjoying it. He just put this, bracelet on my wrist. I was like, no, you know, nah, I don't like bracelets, bro. No, I'm good. And he goes, no, it's free, my friend. It's free, my friend. And I was like, oh, well, it's free.
I guess I'll take it.
All right. So this is a well-known scam throughout Europe where apparently they just put these bracelets on your wrist and then they say it's free. And then they turn and go, you know what? I'm going to need a little donation from you.
No!
And I'm like, wait a second. What? Oh, that was free.
Oh, no.
Here, take it back. And they won't take it back. And then they get like the law enforcement involved. So, yeah, I can see how that would be gross, man. I'm sorry that they ruined your trip, but was it cool to see the pyramids anyway?
Yeah, the actual pyramids is great. It was just the people surrounding
the experience was ruined.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want that. Okay, well, best of luck to me then.
All right. Well, at least you got
our bed over here.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
I'm going to do an amen for Cheyenne this morning.
What do you mean?
I feel like you dodged a bullet.
That's true.
Can we say officially that you're done with this dude?
Yes, 100%.
Hey! Can I get an amen?
Amen! James and Chandler, what are you looking for an amen for this morning?
Hey, I'm super excited. I have one baby boy. It's my only child, and he just lost his first tooth.
Oh,
I love that.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. I love that.
Awesome.
Are you going to keep it?
We put it under the pillow for the tooth fairy.
Ah, yes, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Big money. Big money in that tooth fairy business. No matter how big or how small, we want to hear from you. I love this part of the day. Camel Nation, it's all about you.
602-894-5653. If you've got an amen, let's celebrate.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Morning, Camel Country. Who's this? Where are you from?
Dee Dee from Mesa.
Hey, Dee Dee and Mesa. How are ya?
Good. Yourself?
Not too shabby.
Dee Dee and Mesa. Do you know what the secret sound is?
I have a good guess.
Okay. Ooh, well, we've had great guesses. We've had shelf falling down, which was pretty accurate. The sound of a shelf falling down.
Oh, I was like, oh, it's... That's not okay.
No, that's not the secret sound.
I hear what you're saying.
Can't tell her what the secret sound is.
I was just saying.
We've had ice dispenser, which I was kind of like, meh, on that one. Pulling the rack out of the dishwasher. Guys.
I really heard that one.
And that sound, not to give too many hints right now for Dee Dee, but the sound of the rack being pulled out of the dishwasher has a certain component that is the same as the secret sound.
Yes.
And that's all I can say about that. We do it every morning at 7:30. What's up for grabs, Cheyenne?
6 VIP tickets to the Camel Koozie Concert with Sam Hunt happening on July 9th at Gila River Resorts and Casinos Wild Horse Pass.
All right, Dee Dee, you ready to do this?
Let's go.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Dee Dee and Mesa, here we go. You get one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in your whole life. What is this sound right here?
Oh, Dee Dee, what do you think the secret sound is?
It's a grill being pulled out either on concrete or on rocks.
Dee Dee in Mesa said it was a grill being pulled out on either concrete or rocks. Judges! She got
it!
Yay!
VIP to the Camel Koozie Concert with Sam Hunt. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We got you 6-pack. So get all your friends to start kissing your booty now because you got a little time before July 9th. It's happening at Wild Horse Pass. Congratulations, Dee Dee. You're going to see Sam Hunt.
Yes, thank you. I love Sam Hunt.
Oof. Well, she is going to be all up in there.
Yeah, have fun choosing who you're going to be taking.
Yeah. And that means, folks, we got a new secret sound. We got a new prize. And we'll let you know what's happening tomorrow morning.
Because we also don't
we
know.
We don't know. We did not expect on
not
Monday morning.
I was not prepared for Dee Dee to come out of the weekend swinging.
Yeah,
she did.
Surprise, surprise. So, yeah. But never fear. It's going to be huge.
We're
whatever
gonna scramble.
It is.
It's going to be fun.
Because that's how we do it here. We don't do small time prizes.
No, that's gross.
No.
No.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Producer AB Baby came in with a bit of a conundrum. actually,
I don't even think it was a conundrum. No. It was more of just
it was just a story.
It kind of solved itself.
What happened?
I had a friend stop by because he was in the neighborhood yesterday evening to use the bathroom, which is fine.
Wait, hold on.
I get it.
One step back. He was just in your neighborhood and had to pee, and he was like, hey, I'm close to my homie's spot. Okay.
And I'm in the middle of those two points, and, you know, nature calls.
He had to pee.
I get it.
Okay.
We're close enough that I definitely don't mind, by all means. But when he steps out and he's on his way out the door, he's like, oh, can I get some deodorant? And I'm like, yeah, my question exactly. Sir, this is a Wendy's. No, I was like, that's kind of personal, dude. Like,
I don't want your pits on my pit stick.
Yeah. I don't want our pits touching each other.
Touching pits.
But I also felt bad because I knew that he was nowhere near going back home and he had to keep it moving. I don't know, man. I'm a team player.
You let him use your deodorant?
You gave it up.
So I let him use it. And while it's happening, I realized in my closet I had some backups.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you know what, man? Go with God.
Just take it. Take it with you.
It's yours now.
I think that was definitely best case scenario. Like, if you didn't have an extra one, you had to keep it. We might be having a little bit of a different conversation.
I don't want to have to put on clothes and go to the store just because you were funky.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, choice that I don't think I've ever asked anyone to borrow deodorant.
Yeah.
I would rather waste 4 minutes, stop at the nearest Walgreens, run in and grab some than ask somebody else.
Yeah, he was in a bit of a hurry even for that to make an extra stop.
I still think I would have.
If somebody was to ask me to do it, I'm such a people pleaser, I'd be like, yeah, okay, no problem. I would wipe it off with some paper towel afterwards.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be able to ask myself. You know how many times I've stopped because I forgot to put on deodorant?
Yeah.
I just stopped at Walgreens just to get like a backup bar of deodorant. Like, I do that all the time. So I have like tons of deodorant sticks, but I forget to put it on at home.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm stuck. What do I do? Like, I don't know. The whole ask you is, for me, that's kind of like, it's a little intrusive. I don't know.
I mean, does closeness come into it? I mean, we're close enough that I wasn't really offended by the ask.
I don't think it matters. I'd be like, no. Get your broke butt to Walgreens and get
you
a stick
nasty.
Of deodorant. Go get a deodorant, bro.
I mean, he did offer to Venmo. Like, it's not a broke thing, but...
But this is
principalities.
Listen, you're too kind, okay?
I am.
That is true.
What you're doing now is you're feeding into this behavior. The next thing he's going to be like, he's going to stop in and go, "Hey man, how's your girlfriend? Can I use her?" Can I use her?
I feel like there's a couple more steps.
It's a slippery slope. Abraham,
slippery slope.
I think you skipped a few notches on that belt. You want some ketchup, maybe some sugar.
You're too nice. but obviously you're a great guy for allowing your friend to abuse you in the way he did. Just remember, in the back of my mind, it'd always be ticking. If I wouldn't do it, then I don't know, man. I think you should probably just Just go take care of himself. Stop playing.
Hey, I like to keep people fresh, you know?
He's stopping by every one of his friends' houses. Oh, man, I'm hungry. Let's go by Chris's place.
He's always got food.
Oh, man, I need to brush my teeth. Let's go to Abe's.
Abe will let me use his toothbrush. Yeah. It's fine.
I mean, what if I was on a hidden camera show and I said no, and then they're like, we got you.
That would be worst case scenario.
We got you. Teaching your friend a lesson to stop being a hobo. Producer AB Baby's friend, I think, went a little too far.
Yeah, it was a... He overstepped a boundary.
He did everything short of being like, yo, can I take a nap for 10 minutes on your bed?
That would have been better.
I mean, when you think about it, yeah, actually.
Katie and Avondale, what are you willing to share with your friends?
Absolutely nothing. it's nothing.
Talk about hard boundaries.
I know. It's got to be the hard boundary. It's like my lipstick, mascaras. I don't know where those lips have been. It's like, you know, I get cold sores. And so it's like I don't share anyhow. Yeah. And so I don't know where. It's like, I don't know if you have them. I'm not getting the herpes. No.
Absolutely. Also, like, I see them boys you guys be kissing out in Scottsdale. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't sharing.
Oh, just the skank that's out there. No, I don't. No, it's like, no. I am not letting you, I'm not lending you anything. Deodorant is like, girl, you can go stinky because you're not using mine.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That's good. It's kind of, yeah. I mean, the reason you need it is because you're stinky. Why are you putting your stinky?
Exactly. There's a reason why
on my stinky. Yeah.
Nope, not on mine.
What about panties?
What? Oh, heavens, no.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. Like,
no.
One of my boys actually came to visit and he was like, yo, do you got an extra pair of boxers? Because I'm all out. And I was like, oh, okay.
Actually, you become all out of boxers.
You can keep those. You can keep them.
Yeah, you can keep them. That's the thing. It's like, no, you can keep those. I've got plenty.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, I do. I don't lend anything. Socks, panties, lips. No, I just don't know where you've been.
Sounds like anything that's on, in, or around your body is not being lent to your friends.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, they know it. They already don't.
They probably all do know it.
Don't even. You're going to ask?
Hey, can I? No.
No. No. It's a good baseline. That's all I was going to say. It's a good baseline.
Let's all try it together now.
No.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
My wife had her 40th birthday. It was a Marie Antoinette theme, and I wanted to spice up the backyard, and I found the perfect product.
Okay.
I didn't even think this was something that was available because it's just too fancy sounding.
So you're not talking about the inflatable movie screen that you have?
No.
Okay.
This is for her birthday.
Right.
She wanted it to make the backyard look a little more elegant. We have a swimming pool.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I wonder if you can buy like a fountain. And how much would a fountain cost? Because obviously the jets in the pool probably propel water. I looked it up. It's like $25.
So to I'm get like, a fountain?
It is literally a square piece of plastic. Uh-huh. It's white. It's elegant looking.
Okay.
And you hook it up with the hose and it literally shoots water up in the air like 4 feet. So it's like, you know what they say about fountains.
I'm Googling it because I really want to know what it looks like.
The higher they squirt, the more they work. That's not what they say.
I don't think that's how that works.
4 feet is pretty good for a fountain.
I feel like 4 feet is, I mean, that's pretty solid.
So I'm looking at these reviews. I'm like, there's no way, no possible chance I could get a 4 foot shooting, squirting
Did you get
fountain.
It on Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay, I'm listening.
I'm looking at the reviews. 60% of the reviews were not in favor of it.
Ooh, that's not good.
It was like a 2.4-star.
And you still item. Bought it?
Well, this is the thing, is the complaints that people were bringing up
uh-huh.
were things that I knew my pool was going to be able to do.
Okay.
So they were like, it doesn't shoot high enough. It only goes up like a foot. They lied. I hate it.
Oh.
So
ew.
I knew that I could block off the other jets and I would get ultimate jet power.
Oh, that's actually really smart.
I'm very smart.
Yeah, you are smart. So,
sorry. JK. So I pulled the trigger on.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, babe, I'm going to get you a fountain. She was like, oh my God.
I bet she loved that though.
Babe, my favorite thing in the world is a backyard fountain.
She would say that.
She didn't say that.
Oh,
but,
dang it.
But it was something like that.
She was
jazzed
me.
About it. She was really, okay. like, I don't know if you can do that. Can you do that? And I was like, I don't know. I think I can do it. I did it.
Yeah.
It's
unbelievable.
So it works. It shoots up to 4 feet and everything?
It shoots up to 4 feet. So I just wanted to make sure that it still worked because it's going to cool down the pool in the summertime. It breaks the surface
water
tension.
Water movement is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll make it feel a lot better in the pool because, you know, as we know, broadcasting live from here in Phoenix, pools become bathwater.
Yes, they do.
So
very quickly.
I definitely suggest anybody looking to cool down their pool or just make your backyard very elegant, as my wife would say, get the fountain and make sure that you have good propulsion from your jets and your filter. Because if it's just like a weenie jet, it's not going to shoot.
If it's the one that I found on, actually, it's not this one, because this one says that this one adjusts to 16 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm buying that. 16
feet is
how much
wild.
Is that one?
$29.
$29. You got me.
And it's 3.7 stars. It's more stars than the one that you have.
The reviews are always really bad because the first thing people complain about is it doesn't shoot that high. And it's like, bro, but you have to have like the horsepower to push it.
Yeah.
Like that's where the money is.
Absolutely.
It's the propulsion system. That'd be like me ordering like a bounce house and it not inflating all the way because I was using my mouth.
Right. Like, of course it's not going to work.
They're
the
like,
way that it is.
And then me complaining about it. Well, it's not inflating all the way. You're trying to blow it up, sir. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
So anyway, I want to know about Camel Nation. Maybe you found something on Amazon where you're like, holy smokes.
There's no way that works as
There's
well.
There's no
as
it, yeah. way it works. There's no way it's this cheap, and it makes my life so happy.
I love that.
602-894-5653. You can call us or text us. Hit us up. I've got Las Vegas in my backyard. I have the Bellagio pool fountain right there.
Yeah, you do.
It's so glorious. And it was only $25.
And I found it on Amazon because I was very curious as to what it looked like, the stars. So the stars have gone up a little bit since you bought it, sounds like.
That's good. They've improved the product.
3.7. I don't know if it's that they've improved the product or people have just gotten better at the product.
Maybe they just realized that their complaints are dumb.
Yes.
And they should stop complaining.
Probably.
Okay.
But it looks spectacular, and I'm so glad that you have this.
So what are some finds that the Camel Nation has brought to us?
Well, I have one that I found on Amazon that didn't have crazy good reviews, but I took a chance.
Uh-huh.
I love it. So we wear headphones, obviously, in the studio, and for a long time, Nico, you and I had like the same headphones, but I recently found these in-ear ones. Like, they're just perfect. Found them on Amazon, $20.
$20?
My favorite pair of headphones I've ever had in the studio. I love these things.
Folks, for some high-end headphones.
They're cute.
They can go up to like $1,000.
Yes.
If you want to get serious, if you want to do like the broadcasting on NBC News or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we are a professional radio station. So the fact that like you found a product that's $20
on Amazon
that works just as well as everything else.
I have zero issues.
What else do you need?
In fact, I know somebody who spent hundreds, probably close to thousands of dollars on the same headphones that they had molded to the inside of their ear.
Oh, yeah.
They were broken all the time.
Yeah.
Probably three times in a year. These are my second pair, and the only reason I had to get a new pair was because I, like an idiot, broke the cord myself.
Okay.
So it wasn't like a
user
product
error.
Issue.
Right. It was a malfunction.
So I love these. These are phenomenal. I got them on Amazon, like I said, $20.
Boom. Amazon find.
Text from the 602, a bounce house for my backyard.
A bounce house.
A bounce house.
You know what I would do if I could just buy a bounce house?
Tell me.
I thought they were like $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bounce house. What would you... I mean, they obviously are very expensive because it costs like $400 to rent it.
Right.
So you figure $400 to rent it, it's got to be at least $2,000.
At least minimum.
So how much was this bounce house?
They did not say. They just simply said bounce house on Amazon.
All right. So I got to look into it though.
So,
because if it's something that I can actually buy and put in my backyard, sold.
Good news for you 100%. Is that I have Amazon pulled up on my computer as we speak.
Oh, fantastic.
Right now, you could buy a Pogo bounce house, inflatable water slide, an industrial one, palm trees on top and everything, for $999.
Okay, $1,000.
That one's a little bit more expensive.
$1,000 is still kind of...
It's steep, but then if you scroll down, like you can buy the smaller ones for, like, there's one right here for $309.
$300 I can mess with.
$199.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now you talk to Cheyenne. Keep going lower, baby.
That might be as low as I can go for that size, but again, another one, $269.
That's pretty low.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's pretty very good. Okay?
All right, that's fantastic.
Text from the 480. That car cleaning gel putty stuff you see on TikTok.
Car cleaning gel putty.
So I know what this is, actually, because I've debated buying it. It's a putty that's, like, malleable, right? And you put it on, like, your center console that has all the cracks and crevices.
Yeah.
And it, like, sinks into the cracks.
Oh.
And then you pull it up, and it's got all the gunk on it.
Oh. Everything that falls through the cracks.
Exactly. They say it works really, really well. This text.
So what happens when it gets stuck there and you can't get it out?
I don't know. But also, what happens to the stuff that gets stuck to the putty? How do you get it off?
Oh, yeah.
How do you clean the putty?
Oh, yeah.
I have questions.
Follow up.
Text from the 480. Packing cubes. I did not think that they would make that big of a difference when I travel, but they do.
What are packing cubes?
So packing cubes are cubes that you pack your stuff into. So they're like organizational cubes. But they're space savers because you can pack so much stuff into these cubes.
Oh.
Because they're compressed. Like, you can compress your stuff into one area, and then it gives you more space in your suitcase.
Can you do airtight, like with a vacuum or whatever?
You could with other ones. Not with the ones that I have and most of the ones that I've seen. But packing cubes, 10 out of 10 recommend.
Packing
for sure.
Cubes. Okay. There we go. That's what the show's come to. Packing cubes.
Yes. But they work, and you can find them on Amazon. And if you're doubting it,
guys, we put our stamp of approval on these products.
Mm-hmm.
So go out there and buy them.
100%. Okay.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.